It is now possible to send your Toshiba laptop in one day, get it repaired the next, and have it back the third day. The UPS repair men and women were all certified by Toshiba, and its customer complaints went down dramatically. What is going on here? It's a process that has come to be called insourcing, a whole new form of collaboration and creating value horizontally, made possible by the flat world and flattening it even more. Insourcing came about because once the world went flat, the small could act big. Small companies could suddenly see around the world. Once they did, they saw a lot of places where they could sell their goods, manufacture their goods, or buy their raw materials in a more efficient manner. But many of them either didn't know how to pull all this off or couldn't afford to manage a complex global supply chain on their own. This created a whole new global business opportunity for traditional package delivery firms like UPS. In 1996, UPS went into the business of synchronized commerce solutions. It has spent $1 billion since then to buy 25 different global logistics and freight forwarding firms so that it could service virtually any supply chain from one corner of the flat earth to the other. The business took off right around 2000. I like the term insourcing because UPS engineers come right inside your company, analyze its manufacturing, packaging and delivery processes, and then design, redesign, and manage your whole global supply chain. And, if necessary, they'll even finance parts of it, such as receivables and COD payments. There are companies today, many of them don't want their names mentioned, that never touch their own products anymore. You know who the majority of our customers and partners are? Small businesses, said UPS Chairman and CEO Mike Eskew. That's right. They are asking us to take them global. We help these companies achieve parity with the bigger guys. Indeed, when you are a small business or individual working at home and you can plug into UPS and have it become your global supply chain manager, you can pretend you are a lot bigger than you are. UPS bought Mailboxes Etc., now the UPS store in the United States, so that it could offer individuals and small businesses the power of its global supply chain services. But UPS also helps the big to act small. When you are a huge conglomerate like HP, and you can get packages delivered or goods repaired quickly anywhere in the world, you can act really small. In addition, by making the delivery of goods and services around the world super efficient and super fast and in huge volumes, UPS is helping to level customs barriers and harmonize trade by getting more and more people to adopt the same rules and labels and tracking systems for transporting goods. UPS has a smart label on all its packages so that package can be tracked and traced anywhere in its network. UPS maintains a think tank, the Operations Research Division, in Timonium, Maryland, which works on supply chain algorithms. This school of mathematics is called Package Flow Technology, and it is designed to constantly match the deployment of UPS trucks, ships, airplanes, and sorting capabilities with that day's flow of packages around the world. UPS also employs its own meteorologists and strategic threat analysts to track which atmospheric or geopolitical thunderstorms it will have to work around on any given day. To further grease its supply chains, UPS is the largest private user of wireless technology in the world, as its drivers alone make over 1 million phone calls a day in the process of picking up and delivering packages through its 88,000 package cars, vans, tractors, and motorcycles. On any given day, according to UPS, 2% of the world's GDP can be found in UPS delivery trucks or package cars. Oh, and did I mention that UPS also has a financing arm? UPS Capital, that will put up the money for the transformation of your supply chain, particularly if you are a small business and don't have the capital. As consumers have become more empowered to pull their own products via the internet and customize them for themselves, UPS has found itself in the interesting position of being not only the company actually taking the orders, but also as the delivery service, the one handing the goods to the buyer at the front door. As a result, companies said, let's try to push as many differentiating things to the end of the supply chain rather than the beginning. And because UPS was the last link in the supply chain before these goods were loaded onto planes, trains, and trucks, it took over many of these functions, creating a whole new business called end-of-runway services. The day I visited Louisville, two young UPS women were putting together Nikon cameras with special memory cards and leather cases, which some store had offered as a weekend special. They were even putting them in special boxes just for that store. By taking over this function, UPS gives companies more options to customize products at the last minute. Insourcing is distinct from supply chaining because it goes well beyond supply chain management. Because it is third-party managed logistics, it requires a much more intimate and extensive kind of collaboration among UPS and its clients' clients. In many cases today, UPS and its employees are so deep inside their clients' infrastructure that it is almost impossible to determine where one stops and the other starts. The UPS people are not just synchronizing your packages. They are synchronizing your whole company and its interaction with both customers and suppliers. This is no longer a vendor-customer relationship, said Eskew. We answer your phones, we talk to your customers, we house your inventory, and we tell you what sells and doesn't sell. We have access to your information, and you have to trust us. We manage competitors, and the only way for this to work, as our founders told Gimbel's and Macy's, is trust us. I won't violate that. Because we are asking people to let go of part of their business, and that really requires trust. UPS is creating enabling platforms for anyone to take his or her business global or to vastly improve the efficiency of his or her global supply chain. It is a totally new business, but UPS is convinced it has an almost limitless upside. Time will tell. Though margins are still thin in this kind of work, in 2003 alone, insourcing pulled in $2.4 billion in revenues for UPS. My gut tells me the folks in the funny brown shorts and funny brown trucks are onto something big, something made possible only by the flattening of the world, and something that is going to flatten it a lot more.